She merged her childhood dream of being a talk show host with her passion for adventure and love of laughter. Whether it's in the air, riding the rails, or on the road, she realized every journey has a story. Join your host, Toy Burdick, as she coaxes those unforgettable travel memories from her guests that will leave you giggling. And it's okay. We can laugh about it now.
Hey there, travelers. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Toy, and we are about to drop another pin in our map. Today's episode takes us to northern Germany, where my guest, Lily Beery, and her brother had a whirlwind train adventure with their mother while traveling to a nearby city to visit friends for the weekend. Unfortunately, her mother's choice of hostess gift caused some delays, resulting in a trip to more countries in a few hours than most people will see in a lifetime. This episode is just the ticket to put you on the right track to start planning your Germany vacation. All aboard if you're looking for a few laughs to help you blow off some steam. Hello, Lily. How are you doing today?
Hello, Toy. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is so exciting to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited to be on your show.
It's great. Well, I know we've got some really good stories to come out of you, or one really big story to come out of you. And I wanted to kind of wet your whistle a little bit with a few questions just to kind of get you talking about traveling and stuff. Are you a big traveler? Do you enjoy traveling?
Gosh, I love traveling. Mm-hmm. When we were living abroad, we would travel to different countries on a weekend just because it's so close to everything in Europe. Mm. And my parents are huge travelers. So even moving back to the States, we would go to different states, different locations, even if it was within Utah. There's so much gorgeous stuff to see that we've just always traveled. Oh. And now as an adult, I love it still.
Yay. Yay. Well, you're a perfect guest to have on.
Woohoo!
What do you enjoy most about traveling?
I love seeing new things. I love being new places, meeting new people, seeing the different ways that people live and how differently cities function. And I just love seeing different environments. The newness of it all and exploring the world is so exciting to me.
That's a great response. I have heard very similar responses from other guests who have traveled abroad. You can tell the difference because they're so enamored with learning about a new culture and the point you make about how differently cities operate outside of the United States. Yeah. I haven't had the fortune of traveling abroad yet very much.
Yet.
But this is sort of my pet project. This is my way of learning all the ins and outs. So when that time comes, I'm ready.
Oh, you'll be ready. You won't end up doing the 6-hour time skips, and you won't end up stuck in one place and losing your bags in another city. You'll be ready. No.
That's what I'm hoping. Is there anything you dread about traveling?
Oh, gosh. I don't actually love the traveling time it takes. I don't like sitting still for, 8 hours in a plane. Mm-hmm. I don't like not being... I don't mind it as much on road trips because road trips are, you can stop and walk around.
Right. And you're moving.
You pause. Exactly.
You're going.
But it's the really long plane rides, et cetera, that just wear on me.
Yeah.
And that I dread.
Mm-hmm. Those are hard. Or when you're stuck in an airport waiting and delayed.
Oh, my golly. I traveled recently in February. And I got snowed in. I got delayed 4 hours because of the snow. The travel itself was just rough. But
it's exhausting.
It was like, I'm here.
Right.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, yes.
And it makes you forget everything else.
It does. It happened to the mister and I were just traveling a couple weeks ago. We went to New York City. And
they got hit,
and we were traveling right around that time. It actually flurried while we were there, which was magical. I mean, what a neat way to spend
in New York City.
Yes. And spring break. All of our friends were on cruises. We're like, it's snowing. But we had delays getting in, but it wasn't terrible. But the worst was delayed getting home because they had the day before had so much wind, and earlier in the day that we traveled, they had so much wind and other things they were trying to, they just, a lot of flights had been grounded and delayed because of that. So it just, you know, it compounded and it hit us because we had a late night flight out and we spent a lot of time in the airport that day, but
you just do you a just, lot of waiting.
What are you going to do? Like, I just want to get home
and some headphones.
That's right. Well, let's talk about this trip that you took. How old were you when you were on this little trip?
So I was in second grade, and it was our second year of our second time living in Germany. And my dad was working at the NATO base in the mental health clinic while we were living in this little place called Gelsenkirchen. And that's just up in northern Germany, just a stone's throw away from the Netherlands, from Belgium. We would literally go to church in the Netherlands, just hop over to another country
that
every
Sunday.
That is
so cool.
There's something weirdly magical about just being able to do that, that like as someone from the States is just so charming when it's right. Like, oh, you could be in Texas and drive 12 hours and still be in Texas.
That is really, really neat. What a neat experience as a kid.
Oh, it was wonderful. Like, it really set me up for a lot of development when I was older. And like, honestly, being able to live abroad as a child, I think it was such a privilege, and it just gave me such a head start in trying to understand other people as I was getting older. So tiny place up in Gelsenkirchen, my dad, psychologist, my mom was mostly a stay at home mom at the time. And then my brother, who is 16 months younger than me.
Okay.
So my dad is, my parents, when they had moved to Germany the first time, had made these friends, and their friends had kids that were about my age and my brother's age. So when they left Germany, they kept in touch. And when they moved back, they just happened to move about like an hour or so away from these friends.
Very nice.
And so my dad and mom were originally planning to take us all down and go see these friends for the weekend. Dad ends up having to stay back home at the clinic. And so mom's like, well, I'm just going to take the kids and we're going to go. And mom decides she wants it to be an adventure. And Noah and I have never been on a train before. So we're going to travel by train for our first train experience.
How fun. And,
exactly. It's like, you know, you've got like a 7-8-year-old and a 6-year-old, you know, putting them on a train.
And
it's not too bad when it's like a 2-hour train ride. Like, it's really for that age group, not bad.
Sure.
We had like our Game Boy Advances. We were set. Should have been totally fine. So my mom takes us, these two little kids, with our little roll-on backpacks, because of course mom made it into a cute little adventure, and she brings for herself and her friend ficus. And it's not just a like little ficus, it's like a potted grown ficus. This ficus is ready to sit in your front foyer.
Nice.
This is a fully grown ficus.
What a lovely gift. That's
a beautiful
nice.
Gift, a very expensive plant. What a lovely thing.
Yeah.
To deliver by train.
Okay. That's a lot. Two little kids and two big ficus, but she's a mom. She's got this.
Basically a third kid. Exactly. It's like, just think of it like a third child. You just got a third child and this one you just have to carry. So we're on the train, and in Europe, they're very, very good about getting on and off trains. You get on the train, you get off the train. You do not wait to get on the train. You don't wait to get off the train. You get where you're going. So my mom is trying to herd two small children and a ficus off the train. And she's trying to get off the train. She is two steps away from the door to the train. And someone steps out in front of her, and the door's closed before she gets a chance to step off.
No.
Thank God she didn't step off with us left on the train or something nightmarish like that. It's not nowhere near
yes,
that level.
I'm glad. I'm glad that's not the story.
Oh my golly. Would have been a much darker story. Fortunately, she had us still and the ficus. But the train was continuing from the station, and fun thing about trains is they don't really stop.
No. Once they get rolling, they're gone.
They're going. So we're trying to get to Bonn, and we end up in the Netherlands before we get off the train. Mom is so turned around. She's like, okay, well, we'll get on this train. This train will take us where we're going. No, it's a train going in the same direction. Next stop, we're in Belgium. My poor mom is like, okay, well, without this train, we'll go on. She's like scrambling around trying to figure it out. We get on another train and we are headed for France.
Oh my God. Now, how much time is this taking?
Oh my gosh. I think it's probably about 6 hours that we are in France finally. And wow. Mom's like, this is not where we need to be. This is not where we need to be. And so she finally is like, she's a poor thing. She gave up on the ficus around like Belgium. She like abandoned it in a Belgian train station. Like, I can't anymore.
No more ficus.
So we're in France and she is just in tears and is just so distraught. And Noah and I are, you know, trying to hold it together, but, you know, we're little kids and we're confused and mom's having a really bad time.
Oh, no.
And this lovely train assistant is just like speaks English and is like, what's going on? Where do you need to be? And she's like, Germany. And he's like, excuse me. You need to be okay. So he helps my mom, gets her the ticket, the transfer ticket, tells her exactly where she needs to be, exactly where she needs to get off. And it is finally like 10 p.m.
Oh, my God.
To make it back to Germany. We are at the correct station. We are stepping off and my mom's friend is there waiting for us. And we are just exhausted.
So tired. This would have been, there were cell phones then, right?
No. My mom did not have her first cell phone until we moved to Utah. So no, she had no cell phone. She had no way. She didn't have our home number memorized.
Oh.
She didn't have the number memorized for my dad's clinic. There were no internet, no computer.
Oh my God. So she's trying to... her friend that was expecting her, was she concerned? What?
Very
how did that
concerned.
Go?
Called my dad, and my dad is just like, how did Susan try to go to, how did she try to get to you?
Oh, no.
And she's like, she went by train, and my dad's just like...
Why?
Let's give her a few hours. If she doesn't show up with the kids by, I don't know, midnight or something, we'll call the police. I don't know. But
we have a perfectly good car. You could have just driven.
Exactly. We should have just driven. I know, exactly. By like the Netherlands, my mom is just like, this would have been a 1 hour drive. This would have taken us an hour. This would have taken an hour. And here we are.
But I think she accomplished what she set out to do, and she gave you all an adventure.
She did. And honestly, the fact that she managed to get us all the way back to Germany, kudos to her. She held it together very well until it was finally like, oh, everyone's speaking French and I don't know what to do.
So how did you and your brother weather that? I mean, it sounds like you guys were just maybe a little confused. And
we were mostly just a little confused. And like the mom did a really great job of on the train itself kind of distracting us while we were getting places.
Yeah.
So the trains had, you know, great dining cars and had lots of places to walk around and lots of stuff to see. And the train rides were just absolutely astoundingly beautiful.
Sure.
So it was for a little kid, you know, we had our Game Boys, we had books to read. We were just kind of like, well, we were planning to just be on a train for the day anyway. I guess this is what trains are like.
Right. And I mean, how good is a kid's sense of time anyway? You know,
exactly.
Sometimes you're like, I don't know. It's how many episodes of SpongeBob is this?
We weren't super bothered by it other than just being confused. Like, mom, you said this would be, what, like 2 hours? Like, it's like 4 p.m. What's happening?
Right. Do you ever talk about that story with your mom now?
Oh, gosh. We laugh about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it is just a notorious story because my mom's sense of direction is notorious.
Does your mom have a ficus now?
She has a few plants, nothing big enough that would keep her stuck on a train. She said she has learned her ficus lesson.
Travel with plants. It's not generally
just
a good idea.
Just don't do it. Put it in a car. Don't do it.
I'm sure there's some other gift that would be just as lovely to bring your friend when you're coming to visit. Bottle of wine. It's great.
If you're in Germany. Bring a great bottle of Germany. Bring French wine. I don't know. Could have picked some up at the train station. Maybe?
Some beer.
I don't know. Beer. Good beer. Right. So many options that aren't this like 80-pound ficus.
Oh my gosh. So how was the rest of the trip, the weekend, once you made it to your destination?
I think my mom probably had a few breakdowns and some drinking when she got to the house. But like the rest of the trip was delightful. I mean, my dad came and picked us up at the end of the trip. He drove and picked us up. So we did not take the train back.
All right. That'll be enough of the adventures. Let's just go home.
Exactly. Dad just like, well, yep, that's about what I expected. Let's go.
Oh my. Well, let's see. Would you recommend Germany anywhere, these areas, as a travel destination?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. The place that we were trying to go, Bonn, is just absolutely gorgeous. It's on the Rhine, and it is it's like where Beethoven was born. Mm. It used to be the capital of West Germany. Until 1990, obviously, when Germany was reunited.
Yes, right.
But it just so beautiful. They have there's a great university there. Anything on the Rhine is just astoundingly gorgeous. Like so many vineyards. There are just Rhine tours. Different times of the year, like New Year's, they have just humongous fireworks displays that you can buy a ticket to ride a ferry down the Rhine as the fireworks are going off, as you sip beautiful wine. Like, it's wonderful.
That sounds so magnificent. Nice.
I cannot recommend Germany enough. Like, Northern Germany, astounding. Southern Germany, Bavaria, beautiful.
Wow. And when we were talking earlier, you said that you had recently visited Southern Germany.
I did. I got to visit Bavaria again in December 2019 before the world shut down. I was visiting my dad, who's recently moved back to Germany and is living in Bavaria. And we went and we saw Neuschwanstein, which is the beautiful, enormous castle that was the inspiration for Cinderella Castle in Walt Disney World.
I love it.
It's just huge and gorgeous and so wonderfully preserved that they just have such astounding tours of it, and you learn so much, and the area around it is just fertile and beautiful. And if you want to go hiking, there is a mountain right behind the castle that has the most astounding shot that you can just watch the sun set behind the castle from the
That's incredible.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Breathtaking.
Well, I will get.
I recommend enough.
I will get the link from you for that tour, and
absolutely,
we'll put it in the show notes for anyone who might be inspired to check that out. For those of you that are fans of Epcot and Soarin'.
No G.
That's a throwback to an old inside joke that my daughter would know, which is how we're talking, because you know my daughter.
Of course.
But that castle is featured in the original, right? The original Soarin'.
Did they replace it? I can't remember. I hope it's still in Soarin'. It's beautiful.
Isn't it Soarin' over
Soarin' over the world. I think it's still the same.
That's right. It is there. That's right. Clearly, I haven't been to Epcot in a while.
Clearly, you gotta go.
It's time to get back. So I do have a question. What did you learn? What did you learn about yourself? I know you were young, but as you think back on this, maybe during that time, what did you learn about yourself as a result of that experience with the train and the ficus?
Honestly, the fact that we made it through so many different countries and made it to so many different places and yet still made it to where we were going, I'm like, okay, I have some tolerance. And also, it's going to be okay.
Yes. There you go.
I no matter what traveling hiccup I hit these days, like I once recently booked a hotel for a month later than I was supposed to be there. And we showed up at midnight and had to find a place to stay during spring break.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that was another little nightmare that it was like, you know what? I made it through the train. I can find us a place to sleep. This will be fine.
I can figure this out. We'll do
it. I got this. My mom did this without internet. I can do this with internet.
There you go. There you go. No excuses now. We have it literally in the palm of our hand, too.
I can't imagine doing it now. Right? Being without internet?
I know. We're so overly reliant on technology these days.
I don't know how we'd move on without it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would do without it. I don't know how I'd travel without it, without GPS on a daily.
Right, right. All right. What tips do you have for other travelers?
Probably take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Even take a deep breath and don't feel bad about asking other people for help.
That's good.
Like wherever you are, if you're in an airport, you're at a train station, look for somebody who works there. Mm-hmm. And even just local folks. Most people are just, if someone's lost and look lost, a lot of people are going to be pretty happy to give you a pointer. No, and
I think you're right. I think most people are generally good.
Yeah. And it's the anxiety I find that is the biggest thing of like, oh, I'm going to bother someone or, oh, someone won't want to. And it's like, right. No, like, get over that. Take a deep breath and just realize you're going to be okay and you're going to get where you need to go. And if you need other people's help to do that, that's okay.
That's really good advice. I agree. That's really nice. Don't be afraid to ask.
Exactly.
I think that applies in so many places in life.
Oh, absolutely. And like, don't be afraid to fail. I mean, you don't want to fail at traveling, but if you do, you'll get out of it. You'll find you'll get another plane ticket. You will find the next train station. You'll get there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I've got a few rapid fire questions for you before we go. Not a lot of thought here. Fly or drive?
Drive if I'm with somebody. Fly if I'm trying to go somewhere.
Okay. Checked bag or carry-on?
Oh, carry-on because I hate picking up checked baggage.
Mountains or beach?
Ooh, I live on the mountain, so beach.
Planned itinerary or wing it?
Half planned with opportunities for winging it.
You are right down the line on these.
I know. I'm just like, I can't. I need a little structure, but also I need to have some freedom.
Hotel or vacation rental?
Ooh, rental.
Okay. Local eateries or chain restaurants?
Local. Mm-hmm. Always local. Mm-hmm.
My final question for you, Lily, is where will the next pin go in your map?
I'm going to London in September.
Excellent. Yay. So maybe you'll have another story for us.
I might have another story for you.
That would be great. Well,
I hope it's a good one and not a, you know, I'm three countries over in the wrong country now story.
I hope it's a good one, but one that we can laugh about by the time you tell it.
Exciting. We can laugh about it now.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, you've been lovely. I loved your story. It was so dear, and I'm so glad it left that mark on you that you know that you can get through anything now. I think that's awesome.
Oh, me too. And thank you so much for inviting me. This was delightful.
Absolutely. Well, thank you once again. I definitely want to have you back.
Absolutely. I would love to come back. Thank you for inviting me the first time.
Thank you. Fortunately, Lily and her family finally got on the right track, and she hasn't allowed that experience to sabotage her love of travel. A big thank you to Lily Beery for sharing her story with us. If you'd like to share your travel story, email us at wecanlaughaboutitnowpodcast@gmail.com or click the link in the show notes. If you're enjoying this podcast, be sure to click subscribe and please leave us a review to help other adventurers find their way to us. On our next episode, we'll drop another pin as we continue to expand our horizons. Until then, remember, it's not the destination, it's the journey. So get out there.